Hope for Bees. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Jay Vroom, President and CEO of CropLife America, pointed out that there may be hope in the battle against bee mortality.
I think the future is quite bright. There have been a few indicators that are measurements of bee health that have turned slightly upward in the last few months. That's, again, a few data points in a long continuum of concern and decline. But between all the voluntary efforts and the engagement of the federal government to create additional incentives and research focus, we're quite confident that we are in the turn toward a restored health for honeybees and other pollinators in the United States, and a lot more attention being paid thanks to, you know, broadcasters like yourself seeking out interviews with people who are working on the solutions to share that information with the public and to let everybody in the public know that we all can make a difference and we all can do things to help with the recovery of all the pollinators in our ecosystem.
Is there a single most important thing that a farmer can do to help in this effort?
Well, it really depends on who the farmer is. So if you're an almond farmer in California, that probably means that you're a large enterprise.
Mr. Vroom went on to suggest, as I have heard from so many others, that the workload of pollinating almond crops can be spread out amongst a larger colony of bees. The point being that bees can literally be worked to death. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.